In Uganda, 40% of the people have to walk 30 minutes or more for clean water. Two-thirds of the world's population could face water shortages by 2025. Do something today. Your gift could help install a Jesus well, providing water for an entire village for 25 years. Gospel for Asia has installed 30,000 of these wells, and they need your help to give life to thirsty people. Join Truth Network in supporting this cause. Go to truthnetwork.com or call 855-573-7351. Let's bring the living water to the world.
Hello, this is Matt Slick from the Matt Slick Live podcast, where I defend the Christian faith and lay out our foundations of the truth of God's Word. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to talk about the relationship between prayer and sin. So James, I'm really looking forward to this one, so let's get started.
I don't want to talk about it.
What do you mean?
I don't want to talk about it.
But James, this is radio broadcasting, you know, we can't have dead air.
I know, beautiful day today, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I see what you did there. You're saying you don't want to talk about it because, you know, that's what we usually do when we head down the road of wanting to sin. We give God the silent treatment, and we don't let Him into the moment.
Isn't that what we do? But, oh, it helps so much if we pray when we're tempted. And this is what we've got to do. We've got to let God into the moment, because if we do, then we're going to have more strength to deal with whatever we're facing.
Yeah, that makes me think the way that 2-year-olds play hide-and-seek, right? They cover their eyes and stand right there.
Yeah.
It isn't the same thing with God, is it? He's right there with us in the moment, but you're covering your eyes and singing, la, 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 I can't hear you.
Exactly. I mean, it's the whole I don't want to talk about it thing all over again. But, man, if we talk about it, if we go there with God, what a great way to pray.
So what do you mean?
Well, this is where it really gets personal, isn't it? I mean, really personal. God, I want to do this, but I know you don't want me to. And then what do you say after that?
Well, if you say you want to do something, you'd have to admit, right, your own weakness, I suppose.
Well, that's right, and His strength is made perfect in weakness, so checkmate, you know? I mean, he can help us right there, right then, if we let Him, but we have to let Him. That's the key.
Yeah, I remember some time back when we talked about what didn't happen in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve were tempted. You know, what didn't happen with a conversation with God, like, God, there's a serpent over here, and he says that if I eat the fruit of this tree, you know, I'll have the knowledge of good and evil just like you, and I'd like to be like you. And he says that if I eat it, I won't die.
Yeah. Can you imagine what would have happened if they made God part of that conversation? So there's Satan in the form of a serpent, and Eve says, hey, God, would you come over here, please? What do you think would happen with that?
I think there would be a serpent on his way out pretty quick.
Yeah, I don't think he'd stick around. And isn't that what the New Testament says? Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And prayer is one of the absolute best ways that we can resist the devil. But let's take this a little farther. What if Adam and Eve said, God, the serpent is telling us that if we eat the fruit of this tree, we will be like you, and we really want to do it, but we know that you've told us not to. We know that you told us that if we do, we'll die, but he says that we won't, that we'll live forever like you. So what should we do?
Wow. Oh, that would be interesting, because first of all, you know, they'd get on a lesson plan of who the devil is, a liar, and he came to steal and destroy, just like Jesus said.
Right. And then after that, I think that God would explain his reasons to them. You know, I don't think God would say, don't eat it because I told you so. You know, I think he'd say, well, don't eat it because I love you, because if you eat of that tree, then this is what is going to happen to you. And there will be this distance between us that would be, oh, unthinkable. And I don't want that. Do you?
Yeah, I think, yeah, really, he would respond that way as well, because God is love. So no matter what way you look at it, bringing him in the conversation when we're tempted, you know, really helps.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it really lets the air out of the tires on our little temptation bicycle when we let him in, doesn't it? I mean, because when you know that Jesus is right there, that God is in the room, you've got to deal with things on a whole new level.
So, James, let's talk about some of the ways that we can pray when we're tempted. Like, talk about some of the things we might say.
Awesome. Yeah, I think the first thing we can say is really short. Help! You know? Because after all, 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us that when we're tempted, God will provide a way out so that we can endure. I mean, you could pray that verse as well, you know, but the truth is Jesus is the way out. God's presence with us is the way out. So much of this has to do with where we put our attention. Remember that the word repent in the New Testament has to do with turning. So if we turn our attention to God, it's the first step of turning away from sin. But then we have to take the next steps. And I think then one of the best prayers we can pray after we pray help is, I love you, Lord.
Yeah, really? I love you. Let's talk about that some more.
Yeah, well, Jesus said that if we love him, we will obey his commands. And if you think about it, really, it's love that makes obedience possible. So when we tell him we love him, and we mean it from the heart, it's really that much harder for us to sin, because we're thinking about him. We're thinking about the price that he paid for us at the cross. And, you know, again, that makes going to that sin that much harder.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you're saying that love makes really obedience easier.
It's really true. I mean, everything that Jesus did, he did for the love of the Father, and he was entirely obedient. So if we don't just try to tell God we love him, but then, you know, actually love him in the moment, let our hearts go to him, praise him, step away from sin in that moment, you know, then that's really cool, because then we're making genuine progress.
Yeah, Jesus said, if we love him, we'll obey his commandments, and he and the Father will come and make their home with us. So when we let him into the moment, it's like we're making more room for him in our heart, right, and lives. And it makes something that can seem so difficult seem brighter, doesn't it? Because not only do we not have to give in, not only is there an escape route provided, but things are so much better on the other side.
That's it. I mean, the way out really is to freedom, really is to love, and that's exactly where we want to be. Robbie, would you help us finish up with a prayer today?
Oh, I would absolutely love to. Jesus, thank you for this insight. And Lord, help us to turn, as James said, and think about how we love you and how we'd like some help in a situation that's more than we can stand. Because apart from you, we can do nothing. And so apparently, we need you in order to not go there with these things. Help us to know that in the moment. I pray you'd give us that strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.